Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 81 for June 12th, 2006. Rescue Lightline and the Liberator. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. Another week and another set of great gadgets from our good buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mads Madestrider, Dick T. Bartolo. And a good morning, good Monday morning.
To say a Monday morning, dreary Monday morning, but we're gonna spice it up, shine it up.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, Mr. Gizwiz.
Anticipation. Well, we're talking, you know, Mondays we've been doing You Can't Have It.
Okay. Are we still doing You Can't Have It?
We're doing You Can't Have It mainly because You Can't Have It for the reason that these things are not on the market, not even in Japan. Can you go and get the Rescue Lightline? Now, to back up a minute, these are from, you know, the History Channel has a show called Modern Marvels, and they had an Invent Now contest where they went across the country, and they got 4,300 people who entered with an invention idea.
Wow.
And they work with the patent office and intellectual properties people. And then they had a showing of the 25 finalists at Grand Central Station. And one of the hosts down there was your buddy and mine, Steve Wozniak.
Oh, how fun.
Right, because, you know, this is right up his alley.
Oh, he's an inventor. I mean, that's really what he considers himself.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
didn't he have a little something to do with Apple?
Yeah, he kind of might have invented something there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so the one I picked one for this week and one for next week. This was a firefighter who came up with Rescue Light. And what it is, it's a water resistant, fire resistant, flexible light hose or safety line that uses something we're familiar with from keyboards, electroluminescence.
Ah.
So the entire line glows 360 degrees around, and he worked with another inventor and said that this line can support up to 10,000 pounds. So you can imagine in any emergency situation, if you could have a line that you would drag into a building full of smoke or into if you were camping and there was any sort of a landslide, anything where you were holding on the one end of the rope and the rope could be illuminated, this would be an amazing life-saving device.
The idea is the firefighter has it and he drags it into the building with him and says, hold on to the line.
Yes, because it's battery operated. Now, what contest are doing is they've been able to make prototypes. They've been able to get them patented, but they're looking for companies to actually produce it.
Nobody's making it yet.
No one's making it.
And that's why you can't have it.
That's exactly right.
But now, do you think home users would buy this and have it in the house?
No, I think it's mainly
rescue workers.
Exactly. And I'm going to talk about a second device that people will be buying for their home. You know, every once in a while, there would be a device over there that I didn't know quite what they were talking about. You know, they were so complicated. But when you see this little device, it's called the Liberator.
Wait a minute. Okay, let's do what the heck is it now?
Yeah, what the heck is it?
But this time, I don't get to see a picture. I just get to know the name.
The name. The Liberator.
I know what this is. I do.
Okay.
You don't have to give me any hints. This is when you put on too much chapstick and your lips get stuck. And it's like the jaws of life that they use to rescue you from a car.
Wow,
but
Leo.
In fact, it's for your lips. It separates your lips. It's the Liberator.
It's the Liberator. It's a mini crowbar.
Oh, I guess I'm not so far
no,
off.
What are you kidding?
You mean it's not?
No.
Do I get another choice?
Okay, go ahead.
The Liberator. The lip, the lip is the key, right? There's going to be something in the lip. Okay, it is. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. It is.
Are you searching Google?
I'm
at
not touching
miles?
My keyboard. Oh, okay. My hands are in the air.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
No, sir, I'm not being held up. It's okay. I'm doing a podcast. It's okay.
Okay.
It would be a Liberator. Oh, I know. It's like a lip reader. It's a machine that reads lips.
You know what? You're very close.
Oh, what is it?
Okay. It's invented by an 80-year-old man who is hard of hearing.
Okay.
And as he went on in life, he realized that reading people's lips, you know, helped them understand. But how do you read someone's lips over the telephone? So this attaches to a phone, and it is a little module with a pair of lips.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
I
yes,
could never
yes.
have guessed that.
And then, as the person's talking over the phone, the lips move.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just too weird.
Well, as I said, it's one of those inventions where I saw the pair of lips, I saw her phone, I said, what is this? So people were hard of hearing, and this thing is only because years ago, there was a radio with a pair of lips on it.
You've seen this before.
No. Yes. Well, I saw this. I think this radio was never produced. It was very bizarre because it didn't work with music so well. But if you would tune into a news program, you would see this big pair of red lips on this radio
going,
and the 6 o'clock news and at the headlines tonight. And you,
but how does it know what to do? Is it really realistic lip formation? It can hear it.
Well, the guy was not demonstrating it, but he was claiming that it will take the conversation from you, pass it through this device, and the lips would move clear enough that he would be able to. Obviously, when this comes on the market, I see we do not have a buyer out in California.
I'm not skeptical. I'm just
curious. Okay.
The Liberator.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, judging by that reaction, this man has a long road.
This isn't you can't have it. This is you don't want it. It's a whole new segment.
Right. This poor man's invested his life savings.
Well, it's appropriate that he's 81 because this is our 81st episode. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Well, he's 80, but after listening to this podcast, he's 81.
Every minute.
He could be 91 by the time.
The Liberator.
Anyway, the Liberator. And there's a lot of info at invent.org.
Did they give a prize to the best one?
Yeah, it was a $25,000 prize.
Wow.
And it went to a guy who's come up with it was so complicated. It's a way to make building bricks from straw. I know it sounds like the Three Little Pigs.
Yeah, I think I mean, that's like Adobe, didn't they? Isn't that how they make Adobe?
You know what? It
must be different.
A refinement of that.
This is useful in the third world.
Well, I'm building a house of it now. You know how I like to try everything out?
You build yours of straw. I'll try sticks, okay? And we'll just see who stands longest here.
Okay. Very good. And talking to my Liberator here because
hey, if you can read my lips, you probably can understand what I'm saying right now. I'm suggesting, if you're looking for work this summer, retail careers at T-Mobile. You know they're a great place for wireless phones. I am a T-Mobile customer, love the wireless service, and they have the best, I think, the nicest retail stores and nicest retail people. It's a great opportunity. Commissions are fantastic. You'll work with new products every single day. Wonderful people. If you like gadgets, you like to work hard, you like to make money, and you want an opportunity with a full career path, visit them online. T-Mobile.com/jobs. Retail careers at T-Mobile. We thank them for their support of the Daily Gizwiz. If you're looking for, on the other hand, if you're looking for weird gadgets, I know where to go for that.
Yeah, that's right.
The home of the Lipperator, ladies and gentlemen, dailygizwiz.com. And, of course, the What the Heck Is It contest, a couple of weeks left in the June contest.
Yeah, and boy, we are getting hundreds of entries.
I think you're going to start getting more and more as this podcast becomes more popular.
I know.
I talked to a couple yesterday who said, we have a sourpuss son who is cynical about everything. He's just a sourpuss. but the mom entered your contest and got an autographed copy of Mad. And when it came in the mail, their son just lit up and said, Dick DiBartolo signed this? So
wow.
you see, you're making people smile all over the world.
Boy, I am thrilled to hear that.
Yes.
You know what? Also, let me see here. There was, I'll find it for the next podcast, because you know how I never hold a grudge.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Am I in trouble again?
I'll just leave you with that.
No.
I'll just leave you with that.
I never hold a grudge. I'm going to rack my soul for the next 24 yeah. hours. What have I done to Dick this time?
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, we'll see you in 24 hours, ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen. It's the Daily Gizwith with Matt's Mad Astronaut, Dick DiBartolo. See you tomorrow, Dick.
I'll be here. Thanks.